when Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy released his proposed budget for the fiscal year, which begins in July, many were shocked to see the massive cuts. Among the impacts in Kodiak are a 25% cut to education, which works out to $5.8 million less than the current year's budget, a $1.7 million cut in raw fish taxes, and a 41% cut overall for the University of Alaska, which has prompted consideration of closing all smaller campuses. Kodiak Senator Gary Stevens spoke on Tuesday with KMXD's Maggie Wall about the budget cuts.
The news you need to take out of this is the kind of budget you get when you give folks a $3,000 per unit fund dividend. You simply can't afford to run government with the revenues we have. So that's what the governor's presented, a $3,000 dividend and a cut to pretty much everything else. It'll be an enormous impact on Kodiak, particularly when it comes to education, K-12, the university.
But Stevens is pragmatic. He says this is what the voters voted for.
You know, what it comes down to, Maggie, is give what you want. You know, the governor was elected, resoundingly elected, with a promise to cut the budget and give everyone a $3,000 dividend and not have any income tax or sales tax. So with those constraints, I'm just afraid that doesn't add up. Mathematically, it just doesn't work.
Stevens adds that a lot of folks from Kodiak said they'd be okay with a state income tax, but that's not an option anymore.
That's something we cannot do, because even if we were to pass a bill here in the legislature, the governor has said that he will veto an income tax. So there's really few outs for us right now. We're all struggling to try to figure it out. Everyone's stressed around the building and just trying to see how can we deliver the services people need and want within those budgetary constraints.
Stevens says the legislature has the ultimate say on the budget and expects some money added back in. But he adds the governor has line item veto power and may just delete out the parts he doesn't like. He said it would be hard to come up with the votes to override the governor's vetoes.